Senate transcripts, Joe Biden used N-word two additional times in 1970s hearings. By Matthew Boyle on October 22, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the 2020 Democrat presidential nominee, used the N-word two additional times in the 1970s beyond those Breitbart News has previously reported, U.S. Senate transcripts reveal. This summer, Breitbart News reported that Biden used the N-word a number of other times in the 1970s and 1980s in Senate hearings while quoting other people. But these two additional 1970s Senate transcripts show him using the derogatory term for black people while not quoting somebody else and have not yet been reported here. In a 1973 Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee hearing, for instance, Biden said the less educated members of his constituency would say things like "We don't want no N-ers here, boy. You understand me?" The full quote from Biden, as it appears in U.S. Senate transcripts from that July 16, 1973, hearing, is as follows. "And you say things time and again. I don't mean this in an argumentative sense. My point is, you say if a program is to be meaningful to the community, the best test is to place the responsibility on the locally elected official who will not remain in office for long if the city decides the program is not meaningful enough. Meaningful to whom? I grant they will not stay, and if it is meaningful to the needy poor and it happens to infringe upon their lovely locality, they stand up in areas like mine, the area where I live. And mine is as enlightened as any other area in the country. The educational standard I think is the second highest on a county basis nationwide. And you're going to get people standing up and saying, I love my fellow man. I am concerned about his housing. But we happen to have a sewer problem here, or, we happen to have a school problem. We happen to have 6 million other problems. And they are saying the same thing in those areas as my less educated constituency down on a particular side of the city says, we don't want no N-ers here, boy. You understand me? And they are just two different ways of saying the same thing. And I have yet to see many local officials who want to appear in the second version of profiles in Courage. There aren't a whole lot of them around. Biden did it again in 1976 while invoking George Wallace. From a March 11, 1976, U.S. Senate transcript from a Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee hearing, here's the full quote from Biden, again using the N-word. I'm going to say it another way, I think you would agree. Discrimination. I'm going to say it another way, I think you would agree. Discrimination has become very, very sophisticated. It's not much in vogue to be a George Wallace of the 1950s and say we don't like no N-ers. You don't say that kind of thing anymore. We say we care about our black brother and we're very concerned. While we're doing in a surreptitious way the same thing we did when we came flat out the other way and used discriminatory language. Discrimination is harder to ferret out today, in my opinion, than it ever was before, because those that are in fact prejudiced have become extremely sophisticated in the way in which they can avoid the law. So that makes your job more difficult. Biden has had a checkered history with race, and of making racially insensitive comments. He also has had a history of associating with segregationists. It remains to be seen if this problematic history Biden has had with race will come up at Thursday evening's presidential debate between President Donald Trump and Biden. In fact, even though in the above quote he was bashing George Wallace, Biden even praised the late segregationist in 1975, saying he is someone who's not afraid to stand up and offend people. Someone who wouldn't pander but would say what the American people know in their gut is right.